Hey guys, this is Joey and Ray with Senior Marketing Specialists, and this is A Human Connection. I have been extraordinarily blessed over my career to meet some really fascinating and successful people, and I get to now bring those conversations to you. So I hope that we can all learn and grow from each other. I hope you enjoy. Super honored today to have one of my fan favorites with joining us here today. This is Chris Kalowich, who wears many hats within the AIMC and now Integrity family, oversees all product launches, oversees all sales with directly with AC. So man of many, many hats, but a good friend of mine, a good friend of our companies. And so I'm super excited to have you here with us today, Chris.
I am so honored to be here. You said it. I'm a fan favorite. I love this podcast. It really is. It's been incredible to listen to over the last couple of years here. So thank you for having me.
I love that. You were actually one of the first people in the industry to reach out and to say that. So that means a lot. I always tell any guests that you'll enjoy this. I hope I enjoy this more than anything that I do all day. If anybody else listening is enjoying it, that's gravy. But the two of us are going to have fun today and learn a little about each other. And I think that the biggest thing, again, for everybody listening is always not the business side. There's thousands of podcasts you can listen to about how to succeed in business. And I want to know about your success, but really I want to know about Chris. I want to know all about you, what makes you tick and all of that. So we'll get to all of that. But in the beginning, let's go ahead and just do a quick little intro, if you don't mind. Walk us through your current position and sure. A little bit about how you got there.
Yeah, sure. So right now, I mean, you hit it on the head. Wear a lot of hats now with AIMC, within Integrity, a lot on the Medicare supplement side, as you well know. But really kind of how I've gotten here is, and it's funny, I was just listening to, I'm going to date what day we're doing this. I was just listening to Inspire podcast and yeah. Chris McDaniel was talking about, you know, this is not an industry that a lot of people wake up one day and say, hey, I want to be an insurance agent when I grow up. And so getting here was probably a path similar to others falling into the industry. Began as an intern. I called Mike White one day when I was in college. I said, Mike, I don't care what I do. I just want a job. I want to get some experience. So I go out and conquer the world and knew very little about what they were doing here at AIMC at the time. But that phone call, but you know, really transformed my life over the last 10 years. It's been incredible. Got to know you all over the last few years as I started to work through, you know, go from recruiter to working with Mutual of Omaha and that account with AIMC team. Really got to know your whole team then. And then now here we are, all part of Integrity, and it's just been a whirlwind. But it's been fun along the way. And you said earlier talking about, you know, we're going to learn less about what we do, but it's, you know, everything that we do doesn't feel like work a lot of the times, you know, there are those days I will just say, like, getting to where I am now, and that's not really too far, but we're working there. It's just been so fun along the way.
So what was your relationship with Mike? How do you just, you know, most people in the world just can't call up Mike White and say, hey, I want a job. I mean, they might be able to call him, but I don't know that it would actually pan out. How did that happen?
Mike and I have known each other through my dad. My dad and Mike lived in Woodstock. They moved into the same neighborhood back in the late 80s, and they knew each other through golf back then. And it was kind of a small, tight-knit community. So I've known Mike my entire life. Just as a good family friend, and I've known Hunter and his brother Blake and Ann, the whole family, going back to, you know, days when we'd go to First Baptist Woodstock together. I got to know them through that, and it's just been a good relationship. And when they came back to Woodstock, it happened to be good timing.
Well, that is very good timing, and you're very lucky to have somebody like Mike and Ann that you could just pick up the phone and call, because he's one of those people. As I was thinking, you know, about our interview today, like you pulling into the parking lot at AIMC, again, in our industry, that's like pulling into Hall of Fame. Like, you know, you've got Mike White, you've got AC, you've got Tony, you've got Angie. I mean, some of my favorite people in this entire industry for years and years and years since I started when I was a kid. And Mike White, I told the story, hopefully you listened to his podcast. His was actually one of my favorites. that we've done so far, because he was just Mike. He was just being real, right? And one of my first memories in my business life as a grown-up, you know, going on a business work trip, was to see Mike White. And I didn't know who Mike White was. I didn't even know what the product I'm sure it was to get introduced to some new meds up that was going to change all our lives. And I'm sure it did. But to have him be one of the first people that I met in this industry, I was kind of almost spoiled, I guess, that I thought, oh, okay, this is how businesses run. This is how people who are leaders in our business operate. I very quickly realized that he's not the norm, that he is definitely an anomaly. But through all our partnerships over the years, through our growth, and now through Integrity, we get to choose who our partners are. And I would line up, you know, almost every single one of our partners now is that same kind of cut from the same cloth as Mike. So I hope you feel that privilege when you pull into that parking lot each morning, that you're kind of pulling up with royalty in our business.
It's crazy. I'm actually getting goosebumps right now. I'm not even kidding. It's, you know, it is special. And there are days obviously where I think that we take things for granted, right? Cause sometimes it does feel like it, you know, another day on a rainy morning, maybe pulling into the office and it's like, gotta go to work. But it's most days that I'm like, gosh, I'm lucky. Right. And yeah. And I think I've seen that more working more closely with partners now is just how lucky I am day in, day out to be able to sit in there with Mike, with Tony, with AC, some guys that really know this business inside and out from a lot of different angles. They have some very different skill sets that really complement each other. And to be able to just observe that and be able to participate in that, that's just what a blessing. It's incredible. But you said something there, Joanne, that I think rings true with really all of our partners, is that there's that string of being just really good people. And and you said that you didn't know exactly who Mike was when you first met him, maybe, but you probably had that first impression that, wow, just a good guy, you know, immediate, just shirt off your back type person. And and I think that rings true with most folks. We refer to it internally, right, as a campfire test, someone you want to sit around the campfire with. And it's really, and it's usually successful people in this business are folks that you would just want to hang out with, maybe kick your feet up with, and also would give you the shirt off their back.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mike, he hit every one of those marks the first time I met him. And in fact, so we talk a lot about the campfire. Who you'd want to sit next to. I always think going out to dinner or going out with a meal to get a meal with somebody is a pretty good indicator too. When you meet somebody for the first time, anyway, you kind of see how they treat the wait staff. You see how they treat the other guests. You kind of see, you know, how they just respond in general conversation. And so when we have carriers or guests that come here and always want to go to lunch, it's not a test. I don't mean it that way, but you can tell a lot about somebody. And with Mike, the story that I told on his podcast was the very first thing we did was we went out to dinner at a seafood restaurant, and I'm a farm girl from Southern Iowa, and I'm 24 years old, probably at the time. I've never been to a fancy seafood restaurant, and you go to dinner with Mike White and you not only order what you want, he just orders everything off the menu, right? He just keeps, food just keeps coming and coming and coming. Like, who is he feeding? And he was responding because I had said, oh, I'd never had that, or I've never tried that. And he would order a whole plateful and just enjoyed the act of taking care of others, enjoyed being a host. And I could tell it was genuine. You know, he knew the waiter, he knew the owner, he knew the guys sitting in the next booth, treated them all the same. You know, it didn't matter if you're the owner or the waiter, he didn't care. I couldn't tell which one was which by how he treated them. And so it's just, I kind of always been a good, I go back so many years ago, but I go back to that dinner a lot, actually, as weird as that sounds, because it had such an impact on me as a young kid coming into the business world. And still at that time, trying to figure out, is this where I want to be? Is this where I want to grow? And between Dan McNerney, who, you know, got me my start, and then meeting with Mike, I'm like, okay, these are the kind of people I think that I'm meant to be around. I can learn from these guys. I can grow with these guys. They're going to allow me to have the room and the space to grow. So we're both super lucky to have pretty phenomenal mentors that we had that started in the business with.
Absolutely. I mean, it, you know, it's funny to see that first person, and then to have someone else be around you to experience it. And it's like, it is just special. I mean, it really is. So, those guys.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say those guys mean the world to me. So they mean to cut you off.
Yeah. So I was just going to have you walk through a little bit more of your role within Integrity now. So we don't have any shortage of new carriers, new opportunities, competition, right? All that stuff that we all thrive on. Walk us through a little bit about what your role is behind the scenes. We see a carrier once it's like up in lights and ready to go. What is the process there of getting that carrier from they've never heard of us or we've never heard of them to it's ready to launch on Monday? Kind of walk us through what that process that most people don't see.
Yeah, a lot of those discussions begin years in advance from that announcement date. And that's really where Tony and AC Shine is starting to really build those products behind the scenes. Everything, you know, if we're talking the MedSup side, it's just everything from pricing to working with the legal teams to negotiate all the ins and outs of the contracts and everything that goes into that. And then you start to bring in, now we've got Thomas Arts, who's just been incredible. And then you start to bring them into the fold to start developing a marketing strategy so that we can bring something to the market and be not only attractive for partners, for the agents that they work with, and then most importantly, the clients that they serve. And so we want to make sure that, you know, the strategies are sound and that there is, you know, a defined strategy, and we're not just going out there and hoping it works. I think, you know, one thing that's been really important to me is learning how to fail and figuring out how to grow and learn from those failures, because, you know, it's important to do that. And if you don't, then you're going to continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results, and you don't get that. So all the marketing strategy that goes into it, is very important. Thomas Arts, again, does an incredible job. And then from there, it's getting it into the hands of y'all. And you guys do what you do, and what you could do so well and have for years is important. And then continuing to grow it from there is the name of the game.
So are there some products that you're actually helping build, like from the pricing to the commissions to the benefits, and then some is kind of pre-made, if you will, that we're marketing, or do you have some in between, or?
Yeah, absolutely. There's, you know, most of them we have conversations with the actuaries, beat them up a little bit on pricing so that we can have some. I mean, because let's be honest, MedSup for the most part is commodity driven. There's some other benefits thrown in there. But yeah, from commissions to pricing, that's all part of building these products from the ground up, you know, looking at what's out there, trying to anticipate what's coming. So that we can have something that when we do a year and a half or 2 years down the road, go to market with, we've got something that's going to be positioned right then.
How do you think, and I didn't prep you for this question, so I apologize, but what do you think the Medicare supplement market? So there's a lot of talk in our industry right now. MA is growing exponentially. It's already past the mark that we thought we were going to hit in like 2029 from a market share between MedSup and MedAdvantage. MedAdvantage has the advantage of being able to sit down every year and recreate a new product, throw in extra benefits, have all the sizzle, all the commercials. They get all the sexy stuff of being able to add new stuff every year. And MedSup was built in what, 1960s, I forget now. And other than a few across the board changes, MedSup carriers can't do as much with the change every year. What does that mean to the MedSup market? And how on earth do you keep continuing to find, you know, seems like month after month, new carriers coming into the market that are killing it? They're all doing really well, right?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. They're, you know, I think we've got to continue to reinvent ourselves in a space that's very confined. And that's a challenge every day, right? MedAdvantage is growing. MedSup is stale. Last year it declined. They're expecting an increase this year in MedSup sales, but I think that's because the market's growing. But it's not growing nearly as fast as MedAdvantage. That's not a surprise. You know, it's funny. I was talking with AC when we had the AEP kickoff rollout, and I said to him, I said, we've got MA plans out there that are offering golf and tennis benefits now. how are we supposed to sell any med subs? And AC's comment to me was, I think I'm going to disenroll from my med sub and get an MA now.
No, he was joking, people.
But no, I mean, the reality is there's always going to be room for both. Yeah. And I think that, you know, the markets will both continue to evolve. And I think that the security and the flexibility of a Medicare supplement is going to continue to be there. And there's going to be plenty of folks that still find that that's the best fit for them. I think the challenge that we face as an industry is getting agents to understand that there are two options, right? This time of year, especially, MA is constantly just shoved down the throats of agents. And that's all we talk about. And it is a very busy time of year, but we've got to have a servant heart when we go to clients, right? And that's one thing that kind of, I'm probably getting ahead of myself, but really makes me tick every day, is having that servant's mind, servant's heart when approaching a client. And the only way that you can do that is if you're truly offering them what could be the best plan for them. And the only way to do that is to figure out, you know, what their needs are, what are their constraints, what are their challenges that they face, so that you can, as an educator, as a service person, because we're not in sales, we're in the service industry at the end of the day, what is going to make or be the best decision for them, and then you can make recommendations from there. And so I think there's going to be room for both going forward. It's just going to have to be an adjustment, and we'll continue to adjust and figure out ways to make it more opportunistic for agents to offer it.
Yeah, no, I love that, having that servant heart. I love that philosophy, because I think we are blessed in that we don't have just a one lane. We don't have one carrier. We don't have just one product line to market. We don't have one geography. We all represent agents all over the country who represent people of all demographics, all geography, all financial needs. So I think the Avenue Med Advantage, especially this time of year, gets all the attention. But yeah, we're still climbing in MedSup sales every single week, every single month, continue to find. Because again, we've got those two paths that we're always looking for. So
sure, absolutely.
So we talked a lot about Mike and AC and Tony a little bit already, but who, I would assume they're included in your circle of mentors or people that you've learned from over the years. Anybody else that you think of when you think of kind of that person that you've aspired to be like?
Yeah, I mean, obviously those three are, like I said, huge inspirations every day. I, you know, recently Ryan Kimball and I, another one of your podcast guests.
Another fan favorite.
Man, I love that guy. He is incredible.
Yeah, I'm really president is. Of the fan club too.
It, you know, he's got it going on, Joanne. I just want to be like Ryan Kimball when I grow up. No, seriously, Ryan, when Ryan first joined Integrity, when Agent Pipeline first joined the partnership, we were bouncing ideas off Ryan. And one thing that's really, really neat about him is he's always got a different perspective. And I think that, you know, here in our office every day, we're so laser focused on certain things that sometimes it takes that outside perspective to step back and say, maybe we need to look at this differently. And so Ryan's been a great mentor personally for me to figure out how I can continue to grow in my career and how I can continue to grow as a person outside of just growing sales every month, right? I want to continue to grow. I think growth is so important. It's one thing that drives me every day, is to continue to grow. So Ryan's definitely a huge part of that. And then from a personal level, I'm very, very close to my dad. And every day I'm talking to that guy at 8:30 in the morning, 8 in the morning on the way to work. And heck, we have lunch three times a week. When we get off this podcast here, I'm going to have lunch with him. So that's just somebody that every day, you know, he's kind of a guiding light, helps me figure out, you know, hey, if I'm facing a difficult decision or challenge, what his perspective is and what the ramifications are, what the opportunities are. He's been huge for me in that aspect.
Oh, I love that. I love to hear that. So Ryan Kimball, like I said, like you said, just continues to amaze me, and the closer that he and I are working together on a lot of different projects, I'm like, dang, dude, you have a lot of good ideas. And I kicked myself the other day. This was just literally last week, Chris. I was struggling with just this whole situation that I had going on. And I didn't immediately think, I should call Ryan. But somewhere in the course of my day, I had to call him on something else, probably that I was bugging him about. So while I was bugging him about that, I said, you know what, let me throw this out to you. And he had like three like amazing ideas and paths that I never even would have thought of.
And you're kicking yourself. You're like, why didn't I think of that?
Why didn't I think of that? Or why didn't I think to call you sooner? I've been struggling with this for 3 months.
he really does have really fresh ideas always. And yeah. just a great take on a lot of different opportunities. Well,
whoseever idea it was to put him in this position was perfect because he's us. He's one of us. He gets what it's like to be an FMO, a business owner, a partner, a business unit as we're called. And he can see things now from the integrity side as a group, how we're going to get somewhere. So I feel like this whole podcast is dedicated to Ryan Kimball. We've been way too kind to him.
All right. We can switch gears and just talk bad about him if you want.
We can
bring him down a level.
Just kidding. No. So when you talk about your dad too, that's always very special to me to hear, because as a mother of adult children, who not a single one of them followed me into this business, but they're all doing what they love. So it makes me happy. But when any one of them call and they don't say, hey, mom, I need some business advice. That's not their lead in, but somewhere in the course of the conversation, they're bringing up different situations and not asking for my advice. But when I'm able to say, oh, wow, I had something like that similar happen. I tell you what, Chris, you make your dad's day every day. I can guarantee that, because when you're literally asking or sharing your day, talking about your work, your life, your work-life balance, and all of the things that go along with that, and you're wanting his input without just saying, hey, dad, give me some advice. That means the world to him. I can tell you, as a parent of adult children, it's pretty amazing. So that's awesome that you have that relationship.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, he and I have been so close forever, obviously. But it was always, you know, our baseball coach growing up. And so he's always kind of been that coach figure in my life to me. And so I think that's just starting to naturally translate as we get older. And, you know, everyone talks about when you're a teenager, you're the smartest kid in the world. And I definitely went through that phase. But it's like coming around to that point now at 29 years old is like, man, this guy actually does know what the heck he's talking about. I should listen to him every now and then.
So it's 29. That's what I have to wait for my kids to get to before they understand.
No, sounds like they're way ahead of me in that regard.
I love it. So let's talk about, so I know you love golf. Let's put that out there. I know that. What do we find you mostly doing when you're not at work?
You know, anything that's related to sports has always been super important to me. I just mentioned that growing up, dad was always coach, and that was always baseball growing up, transition to lacrosse. So anything sports related has always been a huge part of my life. And, you know, I think the interesting thing about sports, and I've heard a lot of people talk about this in the past, is the similarities to business that they have. And so starting to understand those more and more, and I mentioned failures earlier, seeing folks fail, seeing athletes fail, failing myself on the, you know, personally on the golf course, even though I'm not a great golfer, but being able to fail and figure out how to get better and consistently get better every day is something that I really take, you know, that's just important to me. And so I guess on the weekends, you'll find me playing sports at sporting events. One thing I got into recently, Joanne, that's pretty interesting, is photography. And a little bit different dynamic, but I've always grown up also being super into getting out into nature, camping, hiking. I was a Boy Scout growing up, and that was always that always kind of instilled like getting out into nature, and combining all that with photography to be able to capture special moments and try to capture it through a lens and in a single shutter click has been really, really fun. And it's a new skill to try to conquer and challenge for me.
I love that. You've inspired me. So that's my favorite thing to do. If I'm not at work or with family, I'm in the woods somewhere in nature on a hike or a bike ride or run or something. And every now and then I do stop. I force myself to stop and look up, you know, and just look around literally and take that in. There's lots of very philosophical statements that I can't quote perfectly right now, but being in nature will fix so many things. If you literally put your phone down, look up, look around, take all that in, touch nature, being in nature. There's something that's very therapeutic about it. I've always told my husband that running has been like, you know, saved thousands of dollars in therapy, because to me that is my therapy, is to get out in nature. And so to have the ability to capture that, you've inspired me. Maybe I want to. So did you start with your phone doing it that way?
The camera on these things now is so incredible good. That half the time I don't even have to carry around my big DSLR camera. But it's, it started out really, I guess, when I was younger, just liking to take photos every now and then, and then starting to, I guess, figure out, okay, let's maybe study this a little bit. So bought myself a camera, tried to study all the different, you know, aperture and shutter speed and how that affects, you know, the moment that you capture and how that can inspire different moods or feelings coming out of a camera. But I think really just trying to tie all those together whenever I'm out in nature and be able to share a moment with somebody else has just been really fun. And it actually started, to be honest with you, with golf. And so I know we're kind of bouncing around here, but there are a couple folks now with social media that I followed on Instagram, and I really love their golf photography and how they did exactly what I was just talking about, capturing moments, telling a story. Right. I think in the translation there to businesses and sales specifically, we always try to tell a story, right? The why behind something, and try to inspire emotions and invoke emotions out of people. And I think photography has a lot of similarities there. So I saw that, and then I bought a camera and started to incorporate that in the golf and the hikes. And there's some funny stories about that first camera. That camera is now at the bottom of a river in Blue Ridge that I took on a kayaking trip. Well, I was on a kayaking trip. I probably shouldn't have brought the camera, but I was devastated after. But it was it's something that I've stuck with, and there's a lot of times that I'll bring my camera with me on work trips. And if I can find, you know, an hour to carve out to go see somewhere that's special to that town or that place, then I'll try to do that. So that, you know, I can go out and experience something new outside of just doing what I do every day, and being able to kind of ground myself in nature, especially.
That's awesome. One of our other partners and I were talking not too long ago on a trip. I don't remember which city we were in, which is the whole point of my conversation, is you and I are very blessed. We get to travel a lot for work. Mm-hmm. We get to travel a lot for carriers and kickoffs and events and conferences and to see each other. And literally, we fly into that city, get in a car, leave the airport, get in a car, go to a hotel, sit in the conference room, and then get back in the car, go to said hotel, airport, back home. And that's ridiculous. I know it's all about time, and, you know, we try to make the most of every single minute and every single day, and we got to fly in just in time to get to the meeting and do the thing and then fly home.
Right.
But he and I were talking just a couple of weeks ago, so you can be a part of our group now. Is we're going to force each other to make sure when we're flying to an event for whatever, and if at all possible, it's not going to be possible every time, spend an extra day, heck, spend an extra afternoon even, instead of just flying right back and seeing something in that city or in that town or something that's, you know, the culture, the food, the history. There's got to be something in every town that we get to go to some amazing places.
Yep, agreed.
I've been to Vegas like three times this year. I've never left the conference room, you know, never went to put anything in the slot machines even, you know, and I don't take enough time to appreciate where we're at. So I'm going to be better at that. I'm going to take more pictures with your advice and leadership. That's an awesome idea. I think it just helps, like you said, tell that story, paint the picture. We're so blessed in where we get to go.
Right.
A lot of times it's just sitting in conference rooms. So I'm gonna be better at that. I'm gonna follow your lead.
You know, one thing I love about these phone cameras are so good now that you can take these photos. And I find myself a lot of times at night just sitting scrolling through old photos and you know, going through memories and re-experiencing those cultures, right? It's a special thing. So yeah, definitely recommend it if you can.
Those photo hops, man, that'll get me every time.
Right.
That was a lot of years ago today.
Yeah, exactly. Oh gosh. Don't even get me started. That's scary stuff right there.
I know, right? But it is. It's when you love what you do and you love who you do it with,
Yep.
We should be taking more pictures. Sure. You know, we should be celebrating those events more, not to put out on social. That's fine if you do, but more just, again, for us to enjoy and us to remember and look back. And this is a fun ride we're on. And if we're not documenting it or and not careful, we're going to wake up and, you know, the next part of the ride is going to be ready and we didn't document near enough. So that is my takeaway from Chris Kolowich today. I'm going to learn to be taking more pictures, saving those memories, preserving those moments, preserving the places that we get to go. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, not to get too philosophical, but I think part of, like, pulling out what you just said there, part of the thing that so important to me is the journey, right? And in trying to live in that moment, trying to enjoy the journey. I mean, a lot of times we're thinking about where we're going and not how we're getting there or what the vehicle is getting there. But I think that everyday process of being in the moment and enjoying the journey is just, it's so important to not only, I guess, just this, our success, but to our overall well-being, right? And I think that's just so important. I try to remind myself every day of that.
I don't have it with me here right now, but I'll send a picture of it when I get back to my office, because I have coffee mugs that say enjoy the journey. I have a poster that says enjoy the journey. I have it plastered all over everywhere, because that is a big reminder for me, because we do get to going way too fast to try to get somewhere,
right,
and forgot all about all these wonderful things and the people that we're meeting and seeing and getting to spend time with along the way. So, yep, I love that you share that same philosophy as well. So let's talk about some more fun stuff. What's the music on your playlist that would surprise us the most?
Ooh, wow.
A good one?
I don't think I was ready for that. It's Joanne, it's all over the place. And I know everybody says I like every type of music, but I'm not even kidding. From lately, it's been like Texas country. I think I went to go see Galen and Taylor and Sean back in May, Hendrix and Taylor Martin. And really have been into Texas country since then. They bought me a cowboy hat. And so I think that has something to do with it.
They've converted you. Oh, no. Be careful.
I'm just a belt buckle away from moving to Texas. No, so Texas country lately. But you know, anything and everything. One of the first songs I ever knew all the words to, because of riding with my dad to, you know, around the jobs with him as he's building houses, was the Eagles, Hotel California. So a lot of classics.
Anything
and everything. Classics. I mean, it's all good. I love to sing along. I love to dance. So anything that I can move my hips to, I'm all about it.
I love it. Well, maybe there'll be a Texas two-step at our next event.
All right. I'm going to have to learn from Scotty over at Galen's office, but I'm ready for it.
Scotty, I have heard that Scotty's very good at that.
Sure is.
There you go. Well, it's been a ton of fun, Chris. See how fast 30 minutes goes by? No. It goes so fast.
We could do this for 2 hours. Easy.
I know. We'll have to bring you back for a part two to get a little deeper, but really appreciated you joining us today. Really appreciated the talk and getting to know you a little bit better, and having all of our people that are listening learn a little bit more about you, and hopefully learning a little bit more about how to enjoy their journey as well. So appreciate you.
Joanne, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. This was fun.
Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.